Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're all having a great Thursday. It's nice and sunny here today in North Carolina. And I appreciate everybody tuning in today. I'm going to be here, and I am here every Thursday at this same time, 3 o'clock. And 12 o'clock on the West Coast, 3 o'clock on the East Coast. And every week, we're certainly working hard to reconnect, to get within our personal rhythms, our intuitive rhythms, learn, grow, evolve. And today, I have somebody joining us who is going to certainly help us to expand our vision and offer us so much interesting, thoughtful coaching, awareness, and I'm really happy she's here. My guest is Dr. Meg Blackburn Losey, and she's the author of many books. I think she's got 8 books that she's published. She's very prolific. She's got The Secret History of Consciousness, Parenting the Children of Now, the international bestseller, The Children of Now, Conversations with the Children of Now, Pyramids of Light, Awakening to Multidimensional Realities, and Online Messages, which are distributed globally. She also has recently published a book, The Art of Living Out Loud and Touching the Light Day by Day. Dr. Meg is a keynote speaker and has recently served as a consultant to Good Morning America and 2020 News. Her experience in relation to issues of children of consciousness evolution is greatly in demand. Known as an in-your-face author and teacher because of her forthright approach to every subject, she loves teaching classes and sharing personal interactions with her students and clients. Dr. Meg also takes groups on mystical journeys to sacred sites in such places as Mexico, Peru, Egypt, Scotland, and England, where she takes her students into a full immersion of local cultures and ceremonies, as well as initiation rites. Dr. Meg is also a master healer, speaker, and teacher. She's an ordained minister in both spiritual science and metaphysics, and has a PhD in holistic life coaching and a doctorate degree in metaphysics. She's also a medical intuitive and the developer of the Seventh Sense Attunement Healing Process. So we are well on our way today to a great show with Dr. Meg. And Dr. Meg, how are you doing today?
Hey, great. Thanks for having me on today. Wow, I'm worn out after hearing all that.
Yeah, I know. I took a look at your books earlier. I looked at your website, which is spiritlite.com, spiritlite.com. And I was quite surprised at everything that you are writing and doing and speaking, and you're very active. And, you know, while we were waiting to come on, I was talking to Dr. Meg, and she is actually from Franklin, North Carolina. And so for my listeners out there who are local to me in North Carolina, I think that we will all appreciate that this incredible consciousness has come out of this state and out of the mountains of Franklin, a beautiful, beautiful place, just a gorgeous place to be. Grow up, I'm sure, and live. Now, Dr. Meg, your new book, The Art of Living Out Loud, can you tell us a little bit about that and how that came about?
Sure. Well, as you said in the intro, I travel the world pretty much constantly anymore. And what I noticed, every single place that I've been, no matter whether it's the Amazon in Peru, Teotihuacan in Mexico, the pyramids in Egypt, I mean, literally everywhere that I go, people are asking the exact same questions and having the same exact types of life issues. And so I've kind of kept track of those over time because they come up so often. I mean, I could just about recite a litany of them. But what I decided to do was to put them into a book form and with the answers. You know, I think if I'm answering them one-on-one with all of the thousands of people I've met, how many more people are asking the same questions and that I haven't met? And I thought, wow, what a service it would be to provide a book with those kind of answers. And so that's what The Art of Living Out Loud, that's where it came from. And it's a sassy little book. I just love it because I included a lot of true life stories in it, you know, some anecdotal stuff. But there's some really good key life skills offered in that book that I really hope will help a lot of people. Everybody that's read it's just raved about how it's helped them. So I feel really good about, you know, how the information's put together and what it offers.
So what are the common questions that we're asking?
Well, the number one question that I'm asked, no matter where I am in the world, is what is my purpose?
Oh, and, really?
Huh. Yeah, number one, hands down by far, followed only second by how do I find my passion? You know, and we've become so achievement-driven that we've really lost sight of who we are in every minute that we exist and what we're doing. And, you know, we're taught from the time that we hit air that we should do better, try harder, find our purpose and achieve that, make our mark in the world. And what we forget as we're taught all of those things is that every moment that we exist is our true purpose. It's not a singular achievement. Mm-hmm. Because in every single moment, we're exchanging energy with each other and everything around us, our environment, you know, everything. And we may never know how we've touched someone else or how they've touched us. And, because that energy travels, it's we exchange it, it travels, it moves into other arenas of other people, you know, their lives and theirs does for us as well. You know, and we don't know what we've done. So it comes in to really be intentional about what we're putting out there. One of my favorite stories about this is about a woman who I actually know who she was badly, badly abused in her childhood. She was in every way you can imagine and then some unimaginable. And she was just so down on herself and just really having just surviving was basically all she was doing. And she met this man, and when she grew up, she met this man who loved her unconditionally, treated her like a queen. And they traveled all over the world during a brief time and had the most wonderful time. And one day he just dropped dead, unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she was so devastated to lose the one and only real love she'd ever had in her life. She was planning suicide. Mm. I mean, really planning suicide. Mm-hmm. And she decided she didn't want to leave any loose ends. And, you know, most people don't do this, but she actually made out all her bills and went to the post office and was standing in line to pay to mail her bills, get stamps, so that when she left, there was nothing to take care of, you know. And she's standing in this line literally planning how when she goes home she's going to kill herself. And some woman in the line next to her turned to her and smiled at her. A brief, you know, how we all do, a cursory, polite smile. And that woman will never know that she saved a life that day, because in that moment, this woman who was so badly hurt felt seen, felt noticed, and acknowledged. Mm-hmm. And it saved her life. She did not kill herself. She went on to... ended up moving to a third world country and is teaching farming practices and craftsmanship, jewelry making, gem cutting and polishing. And so she's actually contributing to this entire village and the children of the village. She does special programs with them. And that one smile not only saved that one life, but has gone on to touch countless lives and generations in this village. So, you know,
yeah, that's a great story. That's,
it's my most powerful story. But
that's,
and I,
right.
So
I actually had a
know.
Client. Yeah, we really don't. You know, we really, really don't. I had a client yesterday who's actually in a similar situation. And, yeah, it's kind of interesting how we finally kind of got to a connection that seemed so simple. And it was, I'll can talk more about that later. We are going to have to go to a break right now. We're talking to Dr. Meg, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
What if being you created the change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Glenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars Foundation and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hello, everybody. We're back with Intuit University, and this is Sherry Dillard. I wanted to remind everybody, my website is www.sherrydillard.com. That's SHERRIEDILLARD.com. And I've got some new classes posted. I'm going to be starting a Skype class on Wednesday evenings, mentoring, intuitive psychic mentoring. Please check that out if you're at all interested. You can do it from anywhere in the world. We've got Dr. Meg Lousy with us today. During the break, we were talking a little bit about, you know, we had ended the first segment with Meg talking about a client or a friend of hers who had been saved from suicide by a smile. And I was sharing a story about a client I had yesterday who has been seriously contemplating suicide. He lost his son to a drug overdose, I think less than a year ago. His mother had died, well, actually had committed suicide when he was a youth, I think maybe about 12 years old or so. And so leaving the earth seemed very, very tempting to him, and it's hopefully he's moved through that some. But one of the things I wanted to share about that, we were touched on this during the break, was that his son, who had passed over, showed up during the session in a reading I was doing with him. His mother did too, but his son gave us this wonderful idea for him of how to change his life and gave some really good information about a change, a move he could do, an opportunity that he felt would bring him a lot of joy. And, you know, my client was able to kind of smile and really consider that option of what his son was sharing, which seemed so obvious but had not occurred to me or him before. So, you know, even those in spirit can really, in those simple ways, kind of like the woman that Meg was telling us shared the smile, just share a little bit of love, a little bit of insight, even from the beyond, and it can change lives. I want to ask Meg right now a little bit, because she had talked about purpose being one of the number one questions people ask for, why, and passion. So what is passion, and how do we connect with it? How do we get in touch with our passion?
First of all, passion is not something we look for and find. Passion is nothing more than love in action. Passion is everything that we love. It's that feeling that we get inside when we love something, whether it's a baby duck or a walk in the woods or a perfect sunset or someone that's very special to us. All of those are little bits of passion that we feel inside of us. And when we put that into action, when we use that feeling towards something that we're doing, then we are actually acting out our passion. And so it's not an achievement. It's not something that we look for and find. It's something that we feel and therefore put into action if we choose to do it. And, you know, it's kind of like it applies to everything in life. I mean, what I do, I'm passionate about. I love what I do. You know, I write books. I travel all over the world. I talk to people. I do private sessions. All of these things I'm very passionate about. So I love what I do. So there's no stress in it, you know. Even though I have busy schedules and people say, how do you do it? It's because I love what I do. And so often we get into situations that are so benign or are so mundane that, you know, in the scope of who we feel like we really are and what we really want to be doing, and we feel like we have to do that because we're obligated to do it. I say choose what fits, because if you do, you'll flourish in it, and as you do, everything that you're working for will come and more, because you're in a much greater space on the inside. The outside begins to reflect that. And so, you know, it's about our attitude. It's about how we put ourselves out there and in what directions we decide to you know, move in our lives and in our journeys of life. And it's all about choosing what fits, not what we think we should do. And I mean that sincerely. I mean, it's great to have a career, and it's great to do something that you make a lot of money, as long as you love what you're doing. You know, I know a lot of people who literally stepped off a cliff out of professional careers to do something totally off the wall different, because that's what made them happy, and they love it. So, you know, we're never stuck. We're never stuck. We can key our passion anytime we want. We can get ourselves in gear, and it's nothing more than love in action, like I said. It's about,
you know, I love that. Yeah, yeah, love it. Yeah, that is a great way to look at passion. Let me ask you this, because I hear this a lot from people. I'm just curious to your response to this. I hear a lot from people that they would love to pursue their passion. They would love to do what they love, but they have mortgages, they've got children who need insurance, health insurance, they have responsibilities, and they...
Should I get my violin out now or later?
Yeah, I know. I'm just, is that what you say?
Those are excuses. All of that are excuses. I have all of that. Everybody has all of that. The question is, are you living the kind of life you want, and are you willing to have the courage to go in that direction, or do you just want to sit around and complain about it? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the bottom line, right? To me, all of that is excuses. We can certainly find things, you know, all I can do is talk about what I know, okay? So I'm going to talk about me for a minute.
Right.
I'm one of those people that really has a hard time working for other people. Uh-huh. I'm so creative, and I'm so expressive, and I'm pretty intelligent to boot, and I'm so intuitively aware. I'm always aware of everybody's motivations and what the truth is, and when the lies are in the office, and it's very hard for me. And so I set out to find a way to work for myself that I could do well, and I could still have the kind of life I wanted. And it took some trial and error. I mean, I was a real estate broker for 15 years before I did what I do now. I still was an independent agent, you know, and I really liked having the freedom of that. And before that, I had my own retail business. So there are always answers, and there are always solutions to every question and every excuse. But as long as we are addicted to the excuses, we're not going to get anywhere or make any progress until we're willing to say, yeah, okay, so what is it that I want, and how can I get there? You know, when we really start looking at that, then we start to feel what we mean, and, you know, what we start to get more positive results out of life, and life isn't so boring, and life isn't so frustrating anymore. And I'm not saying you have to work for yourself to achieve that, because everybody loves different things.
Yeah, that's...
And, you know, so it could be you just need to change your career. It might mean a year or two of night school, or finishing that degree, or mm-hmm. or studying in that area. But it's about being willing to make an effort on your own behalf, because nobody's going to do it for you.
Well, that is certainly the case. And, you know, I found myself in my own life when I've had to really kind of jump over that barrier, that fear barrier, which I've had to do a few times, quite a few times, in terms of, you know, being faced with teenagers, expenses with them, and really kind of pursuing the work that I'm doing. I found that once you have that courage, and I've seen it in clients' lives, once you say yes to that, you activate a certain something within yourself and within the universe that responds to that, and
yeah.
just starts to kind of like set it all up in ways that you could never imagine it happening.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
it just opens the door. Courage opens that magical door, and you know, and that's, you can't think that, you know, the only way to do it is to do it. You can't think that through. It's just a leap into that kind of unknown
yeah.
that will bring it in.
Well, you know, creation responds to everything.
It really does.
And will bring back to us exactly what we've put out there. It is a fact, okay? Mm-hmm. But what creation responds to above all else is the truth, is authenticity.
Yeah.
Okay. When we are authentic, meaning honest with ourselves, you know, we lie to ourselves so much on a daily basis. If you really make an effort to catch yourself, it'll shock you how much you tell yourself, oh, everything's fine. Oh, they didn't really mean what they said. Oh, they didn't mean to do that. Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right. Yeah.
Or, gee, I'm doing great, when in fact I'm not even making an effort. You know,
yeah.
Whatever it is that we tell ourselves so that we feel like everything's fine, when we can drop that pretense, and this was a very large lesson that I learned the hard way. But when we can drop that pretense, we are so available to anything and everything that we might really want, you know, and we have so much more energy to get that, because we're not having to look back, we're not having to defend ourselves, and the less defended we become, not only do we get what we really want, but also our intuitive nature is available to us, because we haven't closed the door with an energy wall. From the tension that we were carrying around trying to defend all that.
Yeah, that's it right there, isn't it? It's an energy block, a wall. We're talking to Dr. Meg. She's the author of many books. Her latest ones, Touching the Light, The Art of Living Out Loud. You can check her out at www.spiritlight.com. That's spiritlite.com. Find out more about what she's up to. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard, and I am happy to be here today. We are going to open up the lines today. If you would like to give us a call, you can talk with Dr. Meg, talk with myself. The line here is 800-930-2819. We're happy to take calls. We're talking to Meg Lousy. We're talking about her fabulous books, many of them.
It's pronounced Lousy.
Oh, geez, I'm so sorry. You know, I've got it written out, and I am like, okay, Lousy. Okay, got it. We do have a caller on the line. Brian, are you there? You got the line?
Yes, I am. We're going to have Jennifer from Illinois join us.
All right.
Welcome to the show.
Jennifer?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Jennifer. How are you today?
Oh, pretty good.
You doing pretty good? What is on your mind today? What would you like to talk about?
I was just, like, listening to your show, and I was hearing, like, Meg talk about how she really just knew that it wasn't really her place to be, you know, like, working for other people, and that she felt better working with other people. And I just really resonate with that, because I'm in this place right now where I'm starting grad school soon. Mm-hmm. And so I was figuring out my financial aid and all of my money situation, but I was realizing that maybe I'm going to be, like, cutting it maybe a little short. So I was kind of under the state, like, do I really need to find a job? Do I really, should I just really kind of dive in to start with my own thing, and what to kind of do on this point?
All right. So you're going to grad school, and you're
yes.
kind of, like, not sure to do what about your money situation, but you kind of like what Meg was saying about kind of like being independent, and you're just okay. Meg, why don't you take it from there? What
yeah.
would you like to?
You know what? Do what appeals to you. Don't do something. You know, if you need to make a few extra bucks, do what you got to do to get to where you're going. A lot of times,
okay.
you know, a lot of times, and I've done that. I mean, I'll be honest, my worst job ever when I was a single mom, I was working three jobs. And I had my own store, and then I worked at a restaurant in the evening, and then after that, my worst job ever was catching night crawlers on the golf course.
Wow.
But you
wow.
know what? It got me to where I needed to go. And so
yeah.
Get creative, you know, do what you got to do. And I'm not saying I would ever do that again. That was like desperation.
Yeah.
But sometimes we just need a little bridge to get us by. And it sounds like you're on a great track, and you know where you're going, and you know what you're going to do. And it's not that far off. So do what
okay.
you got to do to support that. And it'll, you know, and then when you get to that point, you'll be so much more relaxed and at ease because you took care of it already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know, when you go into it that way, too, I think, when you go into it saying that, because, you know, I did the same thing. I actually worked in tobacco fields. When I was in college, I vacuumed offices. I worked in a restaurant. I was a dishwasher. I did so many little different things. I cleaned houses for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you do it that, like you were talking about, I think when you jump into it saying, you know, I'm going to do what I have to do because I have goals. I know where I'm going. You have so much more power when you do it that way. You're not giving your power away to anybody
right.
or anything. You're in charge.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I'm doing this. I'm choosing to do this. I know where I'm going. And so despite whatever kind of work you're doing, whatever job you're doing, you're not giving your power away. You're in charge of it. And you can always change, you know, if you don't really like it. And that's one of the things, even in your situation right now. I mean, whatever you do, you know it's going to be temporary.
And you
yeah.
are not what you do.
So, yeah, that's right.
And I'm saying this as a short-term solution. What I'm hearing is you're coming up short for now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm saying mm-hmm. do what you need to do to support the outcome. If you were saying, gee, it's not working for me and this is my long-term thing, I'd give you a different answer. But if you're headed towards an actual goal, you know, with your grad work and all, and you know where you're going to be at the end of that, then just do what you need to do to support that, and you'll be so glad you did. And just remember, you're not what you do. It's what you do with it that matters.
Yeah, that is so
mm-hmm.
true. All right,
okay.
Jennifer, good luck.
Right.
You're going to be great.
All right, thanks. That helps a lot. All right.
Thank you for calling.
Have
okay.
fun. Don't forget
yeah,
to have
that's
fun.
Right. Have fun. You're right. Yep.
All right. Yeah, definitely.
So,
all right.
Thank you. Meg, why, and this isn't in particular to Jennifer, because I think she's going to do great, and I think that she's mindful and aware and is on a really good track, that this would even be kind of an awareness for her, I think is incredibly good. But in general, this isn't specific to her. In general, I find, and I'm sure you do the same thing, that we have a hard time making decisions, you know? We have a hard time saying a lot of times what we really mean to say and asking for what we want. Why is that? What's
it's
our hesitation?
Because we're afraid of the outcome. And if we are, it's because we don't trust ourselves or value ourselves enough. you know, we're whole and perfect just as we are. We're born that way, and then we're taught to believe differently.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about coming back to giving ourselves enough value that, first of all, we're number one, and we acknowledge our perfection, and we expect that. You know, I command perfection in my life. I don't have a need or a desire to have the chaos and the drama and the trauma. And it's because I give myself the value that I deserve.
Yeah.
And I mean that the royal I, not just me, but you know, if we give ourselves full honesty, what we realize is, hey, we're okay in the scheme of things. Everybody's got a frame of reference, and just because they have an opinion, it only means it's based on their experience, not necessarily the truth.
Yeah.
So why listen to it?
Yeah.
You know, so it's when we're honest with ourselves, then we have nothing to fear because we've already dealt with that stuff, and so there's nothing to cover up. And it's okay to, you know, it was really hard when I got this to learn how to tell myself the truth and then, God forbid, tell the truth to other people, you know, because we don't realize what BSers we are.
Yeah.
You know, and how often we say things we really don't mean.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we start to be truthful, there's so much freedom in that once we get over that little hump of how hard it is the first few times. Because there's nothing to defend, there's never any looking back, and then we can even become more aware because we have the energy to do it, to realize what's true around us, what's true that's coming to us from other people. And whether or not we want to choose that in our life. You know, everything, bottom line, everything is a choice. What we do, how we go about it, is of our choosing always.
You
and
know, I did
create... Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, a lot of people think that we create every little thing that happens to us. Sometimes that's true, but not always. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that we need to feel guilty, we need to forgive ourselves for our whole lives or anybody else. What we need to do is be now, recognize our perfection, and be authentic in it. And from there, the rest is a piece of cake.
Yeah.
No
you know
what it is.
Years ago, I did an exercise for myself that was actually invaluable. I had some decisions to make, some choices to make. I was a little bit nervous about the outcome. I wasn't sure what was going to happen. And so what I did is I took the worst case scenario. If I do this, this could happen. If I do this, that could happen. If I do that, that could happen. And I got all the way through my scenario, my worst case scenario, where I realized that I could end up homeless on Skid Row with nothing. And I thought, okay, if that happened, what would you do? If you were completely homeless, what would that be like? And I thought, you know what? I'd probably go to sit in the park. I probably would go eat at a soup kitchen. I would probably be able to be outdoors more and talk to more people because there are other people sitting in the park that have nothing. I could probably make friends. I could probably even connect with people in a different way. And I certainly, and the more I talked about my worst case scenario, the more I really realized that, you know what? If that would happen, I could live with that. I could actually be okay with it, I thought. And once I went into that kind of all the way down the line, I thought it freed me up so much because I realized that the very worst that could happen in my kind of like, you know, fantasy dark world, I could find peace with that. I could find a way to be me and I could find something of value in it. So it was so, so helpful. And it freed me up to go forward. And, you know, that never happened.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, things got really more, you know, much better, more positive, and I was able to really kind of do what I really wanted to do. So sometimes, you know, we fear, all we're doing is we're just fearing something that doesn't even exist.
Well, guess you know? What? Fear is only a what if.
It really
it's
is.
Not
it's
even
just
true.
A what if. It's not true. It doesn't exist. And if you go all the way down the line, you really find that, you know, you're still going to be you. You're still going to have love in your heart. There's going to be something that you can experience of value within yourself and within life. Even if it's just the sun sitting on the park bench in the sun watching the trees. I thought, you know, that doesn't sound all that bad, really, when I look at it. I thought, you know, I could do that. We're talking to Dr. Meg low C. How's that? The author of many books, one of which is an international bestseller, The Children of Now, I believe it is. And the phone lines are open. We're going to have to go to a break, but we'll be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Hello, everybody. You're here at Intuit University with Sherry Dillard. So glad you're here today. We're talking to Dr. Meg Losey, and we've been talking about her latest book, The Art of Living Out Loud. And she's got another book that I think came out soon after that, Touching the Light, Day by Day. Both of them incredibly important books. I hope you please look them up, take a look at them. We're going to take a call right now from Melanie. Brian, can you patch her through?
All right, Melanie Martian, you're live on Intuit University. Welcome.
Thank you. Yes, I just opened up a small business in Raleigh, North Carolina. and about 4 months ago, and it's been a rough start. And I'm just wondering if this is really what I should be doing. I make handmade clothing. I have a cute little boutique where we sell handcrafted items from the area.
Yeah, you know, Melanie, I've seen your work. I have some of your work. It's incredible. I love it. Meg, what do you – any comments, anything you have here for Melanie?
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of like having a baby. You've had the vision. You've gone through the excitement and the creative process, and now you're there, and now what? You know?
Right.
So stay excited, Melanie. Believe in what you're doing, because what I see time and again when people's businesses fail, it's because they don't believe in them, you know, and they
right.
and they worry because the bucks aren't there right away, and so much has gone out to make it happen. You've got to believe in it, and you've got to, you know, talk about it everywhere you go, and just do what you do best, and they will come. So it's about believing in what you've done. You know, I can look back over the years and think of a lot of times where I wondered what was for dinner because I made choices,
right.
you know, and it's a tough place to be, but it does work out. So just be, you know, think really positive. It's only 4 months. You know, most businesses aren't even in the black for the first year or even 2 years.
I do have a family and 4 children, so I worry about that. I'm trying to get
where is your store in Raleigh?
We're next to Lily's Pizza and the Third Place Coffee Shop in the Five Points area.
You know what? Seriously, everybody, if you are in North Carolina in Raleigh, you should definitely – what's the name of your store, by the way?
It's called Peddler's Moon Boutique.
Oh, great name. Peddler's Moon Boutique, because Melanie, like I said, I have some of her things that she's made. She's an incredible artist, craftsperson, and I certainly hope and everybody goes out and takes a look at it. Melanie, you know how to do this. You know that? You really know how to do this. You are a wonderful craftsperson. I think, you know, Meg just gave wonderful advice. Stay excited, you know? Kind of really don't let the what you see change the inner vision.
You had the kids when you started this. You had the same responsibilities you do now, except now that you have the store. Okay?
Right.
All of that was a given when you were excited. Stay that way. Okay? Have faith in yourself, and if you don't, nobody else will. Okay?
Yeah,
I'm serious about that.
And don't let the outer rob your joy. Don't let it determine. Determine what's happening from your inner, from the love, from everything you're sharing with others. And like I said, everybody, please check out this wonderful store of Melanie's. Manel, thank you so much for calling. Melanie, I'm going to go into Raleigh, actually, next time I'm there, and I'm really going to – I'd love to see you again.
Oh, I hope so. I think you'll like it.
No, I love it. Thank you for calling, Melanie.
Thank you for taking my
call. Thanks, Melanie. You're doing great. You just forgot.
Yeah, that's right. You just forgot. There you go. Now, Dr. Meg, you are involved in a lot of different work. Among the kind of different things that you do some healing work, and I think you are offering a year-long course. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
I am. Thank you for letting me bring that up. You know, it's called Touching the Light Certification Course. And it's based on my book, Touching the Light. A lot of people have read it. It's available in all your favorite bookstores. And basically, it's all about etheric healing. And I mean from energy work to multidimensionality, all the way from the physical body to the soul and back again. And it's a year-long mentorship program with me, and I teach you either online or in person not only how to do this work, but great life skills, all the kinds of things we've been talking about in the process. Because when you're good with you, you can be an amazing, compassionate, loving healer, if that's the choice you make. So there's a website all about it, and everything's on there. There's no hidden anything. It's called touchingthelight.org, and if you're interested, I can still get you in. The in-person classes start the end of this month in Atlanta, and online already started, but guess what? I recorded them, so if you missed the first class, no problem. You can still catch up. So touchingthelight.org, and everything's there, and I have an interest-free payment program, so I made it as easy as I could.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Is this, when you do you do healing work with individuals?
Yeah, I most of the work that I do now is long distance because of my schedule.
Now, is this physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual healing?
Everything. It's a completely holistic approach to healing.
Oh, okay.
I call it a vast contribution to the changing future of medicine.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, we certainly need as much of that as we can get.
Yeah,
I
have a lot of medical personnel taking the classes, physicians, osteopathic doctors, chiropractors. Physical therapists. It's really catching on.
Yeah, you know, I live here in the City of Medicine in Durham, right near Duke, within walking distance. And over the years, I've been here for a long time, and over the years, it's really interesting how much medical, how much healing is shifting. I find even within the past, I want to say even as little as 3 to 5 years, things are really changing for traditional, well, I should say not traditional, but conventional medicine. Like you said, you know, medical people open to this more of a energetic healing. It's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing in how effective it is as well.
Yeah. Do you find that a little bit with the classes you're teaching and the other work you're doing, what do you find people come to you for with healing primarily? What seems to be
it runs the gamut, believe me. it could be anything.
There isn't anything
in particular. But what I love about this work is we get to the source of the problem, not just put Band-Aids on what needs to be broken or painful.
Yeah.
And so it's very effective.
So it really goes to the root, which is absolutely essential. We've been talking today with Dr. Meg Losey. She is originally from North Carolina, the mountains of Franklin, and now living, I believe, in Washington, D.C., but all over the world.
Washington State.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course, Washington State, but she travels all over the world. She'll be in Atlanta teaching a class. It sounds incredible. Check that out, touchingthelight.org. I'm Sherry Dillard. I'm at www.sherrydillard.com. I'm going to be offering some Skype classes this spring. Please check that out. I'm also offering a few classes right here in actually in Chapel Hill. So if you're local, and I've had a few people, actually I've got people coming in from California and up north, Philadelphia, and I think Florida for the next class. It's a nice place to visit if you're ever interested to take a class and check out the Durham-Raleigh-Chapel Hill area. I'd love to have you join me in a class. Next week, I'm going to be on the Me, Myself, and I. I'll be interviewing myself. I'm going to talk a little bit about what I've been working on. I'm going to open the lines for readings, and anybody would like to give me a call, feel free. Dr. Meg, any last words? We've got just less than a minute.
Yeah, check out my website, spiritlight.com. That's spiritlite.com. I've got a trip to Bosnia coming up to the Valley of the Pyramids that's been discovered there in September with an amazing conference, a lot of good people. And then in November, I'm doing an EP and interdimensional-oriented trip across Peru, ending with flying over the Nazca Line. So come with me. We have a great time and terrific ceremonies and stuff.
That sounds incredible. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you all next week.
You've been listening to Intuit University, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your
highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydiller.com. That's www.sherrydiller.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.